This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be going through some Hanbali FAQs, some Hanbali frequently asked questions, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, related to mu'amalat al-maliyya, related to kitab al-buyu', the book of business transactions, walhamdulillah. This serves as a revision session, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we begin, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So a youngster at the age of maybe 9, he sold his family home. Is this transaction correct? Is this transaction incorrect? This transaction is invalid, because one of the conditions with regards to a valid sale transaction is that the aqidan, the two individuals who are doing this transaction, they need to be baligh, they need to be mature. And those who are not mature, they require the permission of the guardian. And also it's in small light matters, buying some bread, buying some milk, not selling off the family home. This transaction carried out by a 9-year-old will be invalid. Excellent. An individual was threatened that they would shoot him if he does not sell his land. And so he sold it with the gun pointed to his head. Is this transaction valid? Invalid. Why? Because he was coerced. Because he didn't have a choice, a say in the matter. Excellent. Another individual, he sold his friend's car without any permission, or agency. According to the madhab, this bay al-fuduli, this is impermissible and invalid. Jameel. Another individual, his car got stolen or his car got lost. And so now that it's stolen or lost, he says, well, I'm selling it for $200 and somebody else came along and bought it. Is this valid? Invalid. Why? You cannot sell that which you cannot make taslim of. You cannot deliver upon that sale. Jameel. Another individual, he sold a box which was sealed, and he says, I will not tell you what's in the box. I will not allow you to open up the box. You buy whatever is in the box here for $10. Valid? Invalid. Why? Because you don't know what you are buying. Excellent. Another individual, he was forced to eat some carrion, middle of the desert, doesn't have any food. And so he was forced to eat some dead carrion. And after a while, maybe he was saved, and somebody comes along and says to him, you know, this dead carrion here, I want to buy it from you. Can he sell it? No, he can't. Even though he was allowed to benefit from it because of his darura situation, because his dire straits, he's not allowed to sell it. Jameel. Ba'a shakhsun maktabatahu li'akhihi bi'idhnihi. That an individual, ba'a shakhsun maktabatu akhihi. An individual, he sold his friend's library with his friend's permission. Is this valid? Yes, it's valid. Friend says, here's my library, all my books. Can you please sell these books for me? And so you are the agent and you sold it. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Another individual, he's the baker, mashallah. And you walked into the bakery and you picked up 6 rolls. You didn't say a word to him. You put down the money and you walked out and he took the money. $1 for each roll or 1 rial for each roll, and he took the money and you walked out. Is this a valid sale? Yes, it's a valid sale, even though there was not offer and acceptance verbally. Walhamdulillah. Two individuals, they agreed upon the sale of dates, that one individual will be giving sukkari dates, which will be of good quality, and he will purchase this for $20. So sukkari dates, 20 kilograms, good quality sukkari dates for $20. Is this fine? Yes, no problem at all. Walhamdulillah. So the condition that he put, that they must be of good quality. They must be of good quality. Is that fine? Yes, no problem at all. Alhamdulillah. Another individual, he sold his house to his brother and he put a condition that you are not allowed to sell it to anybody else. Not allowed to sell it to anybody else. The condition is invalid, but the sale is valid. Alhamdulillah. Two individuals, they exchanged a sale and they exchanged dates. One guy gave 3 kilograms of sukkari dates. The other guy gave 4 kilograms of khalas type of dates. And it was done hand to hand. Is this valid? Invalid. Why? Because this would be riba fadl. On one hand you have 3 kilograms. On the other hand you have 4 kilograms. And so we don't have tamathul. We don't have them equal in this respect. Jameel. Two individuals, they did an exchange. One gave a saw of dates which was sukkari. And the other gave a saw of dates which were khalas. But he was only going to deliver it 2 days later. So equal, one saw of sukkari dates and one saw of khalas dates. But the khalas dates will be delivered 2 days later. These items are ribawi items, dates are ribawi items, and they must be sold equally and hand to hand. And so this transaction would be invalid. Excellent. Two individuals, they exchanged a kilogram of meat. Kilogram of meat. He is going to give you the kilogram of meat right now. For another kilogram and a half of meat, which will be given tomorrow. So this is riba fadl and riba nasi'a. Riba fadl because meat for meat, according to the madhab, remember, this is a mawzoon item. This is an item which is weighed and so riba flows in it. And so 1 kilogram for 1.5 kilograms is wrong. This would be riba fadl. And also he's delivering the other meat tomorrow. This would be riba nasi'a. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Two individuals, they agreed that you will rent this building from me for $20,000 for 1 year. Is this fine? Yes, that is fine. Alhamdulillah. The driver, you agree with the driver that he will work for you from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 p.m. Is he an ajir khas or an ajir mushtarak? Is he a hired worker who is specific just for you? Or is he somebody who's working for many people like the baker, like the tailor, like the laundromat, etc.? No, this is khas. He's working only for you between 8 o'clock and 3 p.m. Even if you didn't give him any work, drive around, etc., you will still have to pay him because that time there, he has allocated that for your services. Walhamdulillah. Another individual, you gave him some fabric for him to sew for you a garment. This individual, is he specifically working for you or generally mushtarak for all other people? Also, all other people, he is mushtarak. Walhamdulillah, jameel, mashaAllah. Then we find that an individual, he gave some money to somebody who was in need, gave him 1,000 riyals. He says that you must return to me 1,000 riyals. And when you do so, you must also give me one saw of dates. That one extra saw of dates, this is haram, this would be riba, this would be impermissible. Okay. An individual, he gave to somebody who was in need 1,000 riyals and he says that you must give back to me in 2 months from now 1,000 riyals. 1,000 for 1,000, excellent. This is a good loan. Walhamdulillah. What if at the time of repayment, the brother came with a gift and he gave? Then this is permissible, inshallah. This was not conditional in the contract. It would be allowed, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. An individual, he put his car down as a security deposit. And after putting it down as a rahan, as a security deposit, 2 days later, he hasn't yet paid up whatever he owed Brother Salman. But now he does a deal and he's selling the car. He cannot sell the car. The car has been put down as a security deposit until you've paid up that debt. You cannot do anything with that car. Alhamdulillah. An individual, he borrowed some money and he put down his car as a security deposit. He borrowed $20,000. And after paying up $10,000, he decides to sell the car. Can he do that? No, he can't. He has to pay up completely. An individual put down 1,000 kilograms of dates as a security deposit. And he paid up his debt of $5,000. He still owes another $5,000. And so he says, well, since I've already paid up half, I can sell half of those dates. No, you can't. The security deposit, the entire thing will only be set free once you pay up your entire debt. Walhamdulillah, Jameel, mashallah. An individual, he lent somebody 3 slices of bread. Is that fine? Is that valid? No, you can't lend somebody 3 slices, 5 slices of bread. They eat it up. You don't call that a lending transaction. Another individual, the two parties, they agreed that one of them will exchange land. One of them will give the land and the other will cultivate the crops on it. And he will get a share of, the owner of the land will get 25% of the harvest. No problem. This is a valid transaction. Alhamdulillah. An individual, he lent his car to his friend. And his friend knocked the car, smashed the car, car was stolen. Even though there was no fault on the part of the friend. No fault on the part of the friend. Does the friend have to pay up? Yes, he has to. According to the madhab, al-'ariya madmuna, it is guaranteed. And whether you transgress, whether you didn't transgress, whether you fell short, whether you did whatever, you need to pay up, insha'Allah. I gave somebody $1,000 to keep in his safe as a security for me, insha'Allah, because I'm traveling. Thief broke into his house, broke into the safe, stole the money. Does he have to compensate me for that money? No, he doesn't. Why? Not his fault. He did his level best. He put the money in the safe, but the thief came, and so there's no blame upon him. He does not have to compensate me for that. Walhamdulillah, Jameel. An individual found a page lying on the floor on the street, and he picked it up, put it in his pocket. No problem? No problem at all. Walhamdulillah. Why? It's a cheap item, inshallah. An individual went to the park and he found an iPad. Can he pick it up? Can he take it? Can he benefit from it? No, no, no. If he does pick it up, what he needs to do is announce. He needs to make ta'rif of this iPad because it's an expensive item. Needs to make ta'rif of it for 1 year. If the owner doesn't come, then after 1 year, you can take it, you can sell it, you can benefit from it. Walhamdulillah. And if ever the owner does come, then you need to give him back. And if you already sold it or you got rid of it, then you need to compensate him. Walhamdulillah, Jameel, mashallah. Some land far away from the city limits, an individual went there and he began to cultivate, he irrigated the land, and after doing all of this here, does he now become the possessor of the land? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. An individual jumped in the middle of the ocean, mashallah, and he found some gems, some rubies, some of these items at the bottom of the ocean, pearls. Can he take it? Yes, he can take it. Walhamdulillah. An individual, he finds that on the street near the public rubbish bins, he finds an old sofa left there. Somebody left it there. Somebody didn't want it. And so he picked it up because he wanted it. Is that allowed? Yes, it's allowed. Can he now become the owner of it? Yes, he becomes the owner of it. Walhamdulillah. An individual doesn't have any heirs whatsoever. And so he makes a wasiyah that all of my money should go to the masjid. Valid? Yes, valid. Why? He has no heirs whatsoever. And so he's not bound by the 1/3 rule. Walhamdulillah. An individual has 3 sons, but he still makes a wasiyah that half of his estate must go to the masjid. We say that only 1/3 will go to the masjid, the rest of it will be suspended pending the permission of the heirs. If the heirs allow it, then no problem. If the heirs do not allow it, then we will not allow that. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. 2 brothers, one of them is a slave, and the other brother purchased his brother who was a slave. As soon as he purchased him, what happens? The brother who is a slave and now purchased, he automatically becomes free. Automatically becomes free. Walhamdulillah. An individual, he stood as guarantee for his friend. Friend owes some people some money, and this guy stood guarantee. And now his friend is not paying up that money. So the one who stood guarantee, does he have to pay? Yes, he has to pay. He has to pay. Excellent. An individual, he bought a car. He purchased a car, And the one and the purchaser, he put a condition that give me 30 days. If I want to return it, I can return it. And they both agreed. Is that valid? Yes, it is valid. Walhamdulillah. So within 30 days, he has the right of return. An individual, he purchased a book. And while still in the shop, before he left the shop, he decided, you know what, I don't want this book. And he says to the owner, you know what, I don't want the book, cancel the sale transaction. Valid? Yes, it is valid. As long as you're in the majlis of the aqd, you can still cancel the transaction. But if he purchased the book and he went home, then decided, I don't want the book, then the seller is not bound to do that. He's not bound if he wants to, alhamdulillah. But if he doesn't want to, he can say, brother, you bought the book, you went home. I will not accept any returns. Walhamdulillah, jameel. An individual went to an auction and he purchased a vehicle for 120,000 riyals. And subhanallah, he thought this was a good price. Later on, he realized that he was tricked, that the car was only worth 50,000 and the people in the auction were just falsely bidding for it to benefit the seller. So here, does he have the option of cancelling the transaction due to the deception, due to the najash of these people? The answer is yes. Walhamdulillah, he can cancel that transaction if he can prove that these people, they deceived him in this matter. Jameel, mashaAllah. What type of transactions are the following? An individual, he gave his vehicle to somebody else. And this individual gave him 50,000 riyals. So I've given you my car and you gave me 50,000 riyals. What type of transaction? This is a sale transaction. Walhamdulillah. An individual, he gave his car to somebody. And in exchange, this person for 1 week is going to pay him 500 riyals for 7 days. 500 riyals for each of those days. This is a hiring an ijara transaction. Somebody says, whoever finds my wallet, I will give him $1,000. What type of transaction? Ja'ala type of transaction. Walhamdulillah. Somebody purchases a book and he gives it to his wife as a gift. What's this? This is a hadiyya. This is a hiba. This is a gift. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. MashaAllah. An individual is in dire straits. And he comes to you and you lend him $1,000 and he will pay this up in 2 months from now. What type of transaction? This is a qard, a loan transaction. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Excellent. MashaAllah. An individual, he was forced to sell his vehicle to brother Salman. Is this sale transaction valid? No, it's not valid. Why? Because he had no will, no choice in the matter. Excellent. Somebody's phone was stolen. And so he says, I'm selling my stolen phone for $200. Usually it's sold for $2,000. I'm selling it for $200. Valid? Invalid. Why? Because you are unable to make delivery upon that type of transaction. Allahu musta'an. Jayid. An individual that he made tawbah after listening to music and being a musician for years. And so all of his musical instruments, he puts them on sale. This sale transaction valid? No, invalid. Why? Because these musical instruments do not have permissible usage. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Jameel, mashaAllah. What's the ruling with regards to the following types of transactions? An individual sells a watermelon and you don't know what's inside the watermelon. Is this valid? Yes, valid. Somebody sells you an egg. You bought the egg. Is this a valid transaction even though you haven't seen what's inside? Yes, valid. Why? Because this type of jahala, unknown, we cannot avoid. We cannot avoid that type of jahala in that type of item transaction. Somebody sells you a packet. You don't know what's inside for $5. Invalid. Invalid type of transaction. Why? You don't know. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you are purchasing. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you are purchasing in this matter here. Allahu musta'an. Somebody, he purchases dates. He sells you dates, one saw of dates. Well, then you put a condition that I want you to wash the dates. I want you to pack the dates. I want you to deliver the dates to me. And I want you to put them in silver packaging. So these extra four conditions I put on the sale transaction. What's the ruling with regards to that? These, according to the madhab, more than two conditions or more, they invalidate the transaction. Invalidate the transaction. Allahu musta'an. Also, with regards to the following, following items of sale, would they be regarded as ayn items, meaning specific items, or dain items, fungible items, or is it a benefit? Example, this washing machine here, model number 17D, etc. This white one here, white and red one here. This is an ayn, it's a specific item. My specific cell phone here, this is an ayn, specific item. But if I said cell phone, Note 8, 64 gigs memory, then this is a dain item, Excellent. The right of living in this building here for 6 months, this is a haq, this is a right, this is manfa'a, this is a benefit. The right of crossing through my land to get to the well, this is a haq, a right, a manfa'a type of benefit. Jameel. 100 riyals. This is it ayn, is it dain, or is it manfa'a? It is dain, inshallah. Because any 100 riyal can take the place of another 100 riyal. 100 kilograms of sukkari dates, it's also dain item. Any 100 kilograms can take the place of the other. Excellent, walhamdulillah. With regards to the salam transaction, so brother Sa'd, he gives a check of 100,000 riyals. Now he pays it up now, inshallah, and he will take delivery of 10,000 saw of sukkari dates in 3 months from now. Valid transaction, excellent, no problem, all is good. Brother Salman, he pays a check now of 10,000 riyals, and he will take delivery of 10,000 saw of dates when the time comes, whenever he requires. Invalid, because we need to know the specific time, inshallah. Excellent. What is the ruling with regards to the following, inshallah? Khalid, he purchased from Sa'd 100 saw of dates. And then these dates were like measured and weighed, etc. They were measured. And after they were measured, even before Brother Khalid took possession of them in his hands, he decides to sell it to Brother Ilyas. Valid? Yes, it is valid. As long as the measure of that, the kale of that, that day has taken place, then that is regarded as qabd, walhamdulillah. That would suffice as qabd, mashaAllah. That would suffice as qabd, inshaAllah. Another individual, he purchased a car, and a specific car, and he sold the car even before he took delivery of the car keys, etc. This would be allowed according to the madhab we are discussing. Remember, Shahid. Khalid, he purchased some land, and after purchasing the land, 5 minutes later, he sells it to a third party, even though he hasn't really taken possession of that land, he hasn't been given the title deed or anything like that. Technically, according to the madhab, this would be permissible, inshallah. But if, for example, Brother Ilyas, he purchased 100 meters of fabric, and they haven't yet measured, they haven't yet done the measuring and cut out the 100 meters. And before they've done that, before doing that, he decides to sell it to a third party, this would not be valid. The items of saw measure, the items of like this fabric, etc., you can only make the sarruf with regards to it. You can only do whatever you want to do with it after its measure, or after its counting, or after its separation has occurred. Once that has taken place, then that will be regarded as qabd, that will be regarded as possession, and now you can do with it as you wish, inshallah. Jamil. The following items, which one's a ribawi item? Your fridge, ribawi, not ribawi. A check, yes, it's a ribawi item. It's a riba item taking the place of rands and dollars and gold and silver. Books, not a ribawi item. Meat, it is a ribawi item according to the madhab because it's weighed. Iron ore, this is a ribawi item. Dates, it's a ribawi items. Salt, ribawi item. Riyals, ribawi item. Cars, planes, not ribawi items. Phones, not ribawi items. Barley, ribawi item. Walhamdulillah, jameel, mashaAllah. The following transactions, is there riba in it? If there is, what type of riba is it? We found that Zayd, he sold 100 saw of sukkari dates to his friend Salman. So hand to hand, 100 sukkari dates for 20 ajwa dates. 20 saw of ajwa dates hand to hand. This would be riba fadl. 100 saw on one side and 20 saw on the other side. Even though it's hand to hand, so there's no riba nasi'ah, but they differ in their measure, and so it would be riba fadl. Said he sold one fridge to his friend for two fridges. Any riba? No riba at all. Walhamdulillah. Salman, he sells 200 saw of ajwa dates for 200 saw of sukkari dates. But the sukkari dates will be delivered tomorrow. This is riba nasi'ah. Dates must be done hand to hand. Excellent. One individual gave $10,000 and he purchased 1,000 pounds. So dollars for pounds, and it was done hand to hand. Any riba? No riba at all. Alhamdulillah. An individual exchanged $100 for $95. Is this riba? Yes, riba. Riba what? Riba fadl. Excellent. Mumtaz. Then we find that Zayd, he sold three cars for $7,000. Any riba, any issue, any problem? No problem at all. Mumtaz. Zayd, he sold three cars for $7,000, and the $7,000 will be paid in 3 days from now. Any riba, any issue, any problem? No problem at all. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. Let's see. We had $10, 10 American dollars being exchanged for 900 riyals. 10 US dollars for 900 riyals. And this was done hand to hand. Is this fine? Yes, this is fine. No problem at all. Alhamdulillah. Somebody exchanges Saudi riyals for Emirates dinars, and it's 100 for 300. And it's done hand to hand. Is this valid? Is this fine? Yes, it's valid. It's fine. Walhamdulillah. What type of options do I have in the following scenarios? Saeed, he purchased a car, and the speedometer and the readings in the car, the kilometers, etc. It said that it was 10,000 kilometers. After he purchased it, he goes home. Then he checks up and he finds that there was deception here. Although it said 10,000, the reality was it was 100,000. These people deceived him. And so he has the option of khiyar tadlis, tadlis, deception, right? Somebody purchased a vehicle, and once he goes home after purchase, then he realizes that the engine is messed up and there's problems with it, and so he can return it. What type of option? He's got the option of the defect. There's a defect in this, item which I purchased. Walhamdulillah. With regards to the following conditions, which of them are valid, which of them's invalid? Somebody purchased a car, and the condition is that when I buy the car, that you will deliver the car immediately. No problem at all. That's by default that will happen. Somebody purchased some land, and the condition they put there, we will give you the land and you must give us the money immediately. No problem at all. That's a default sale transaction. Somebody purchased 100 saw of dates, and the condition is that these people should deliver the dates to his house. No problem at all. Alhamdulillah. Somebody purchased some office furniture with the condition that they must assemble it and they must deliver it to his office. So two conditions. According to the madhab, this would be invalid. It would be invalid that it would invalidate the entire transaction, because more than one condition in the sale transaction invalidates the whole sale transaction according to the madhab. Somebody purchased a car on installments, And they said that we will sell it to you in installments, no problem, but you need to provide for us somebody who will stand guarantee. No problem. That's a valid condition. Walhamdulillah. Somebody sold some fabric and the condition is that these people must wash the fabric and they must deliver it to your home. So wash and deliver. Two conditions invalidates the sale transaction. Zaid, he sold some of his land to brother Amr for 1,000 riyals with the condition that Amr cannot sell it to anybody else. That condition would be invalid, but the sale transaction would still be fine. Walhamdulillah. Jamil, Zaid, he says to Amr that I sell you my car on installment sale, 100,000 over 4 years. And as soon as you pay up the last installment, then my car will be sold to you, will be sold to you for $5,000. This, in reality, we have many issues here. We've got these conditions of a mustaqbal transaction. We've got transaction in a transaction. And so this would be invalid and invalidate the entire transaction. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Someone says, for example, I will sell you my car, but on condition that you loan me $20,000. This here, completely invalid. Mufsid, the entire transaction is nullified. We have another individual that he jumps into a taxi and he says to the taxi driver, 15 riyals, take me anywhere, this transaction is invalid. Why? Because we don't know what's going on here. We don't know. You could probably want to go to Spain, mashallah. You could probably want to go just down the road, etc. It is not ma'loom, and so too much of gharar, etc. The transaction would be invalid, Jamil. Then we have, for example, somebody says that my wallet, whoever finds my wallet, then he will have whatever is in it. He will have whatever it is in it. This type of ja'ala transaction would not be valid. Why? Because we don't know what's in your wallet. If you said, whoever finds my wallet will get $100. Now, that's fine. Because it's ma'loom and it's known what the reward will be, insha'Allah. And if I want to do it, I can do it. If I don't want to, I don't have to do it. But here, somebody goes and he looks and he searches for 3 days for the wallet, finds it, and you had $3 in it only. Allah musta'an. Jayid. Khalid claims that brother Saeed purchased a book from him and he hasn't paid up the 100 riyals. And the brother, he says, no, I never purchased any book from you. I don't owe you any money. I don't know what you are talking about. So here we have this disagreement between both of them. Until eventually the brother, he says, you know what? I'm tired of this issue. You know, how much do you want? 100 riyals? I didn't take a book, but you know what? Just to end of the story, can we agree on 50 riyals and we call it quits? The guy says, yeah, okay, 50 riyals and we call it quits. And so the brother who pays now the 50 riyals, we say that this is a sulh transaction, calling it quits. And this is sulh ala inkar. I've not acknowledged that I owe you this money. This is inkar. So from my side, I'm just getting rid of this matter. And from your side, technically, it's like a sale transaction. Another one. The guy says that, you know what, you owe me 200 riyals. For what? Because you purchased from me that phone. I said, yeah, brother, I know I purchased the phone from you, but I don't have the money. I'm in difficulty right now. Can you give me a discount? He says, well, okay, you know, let's call it quits on 100 riyals. So here we would say this is sulh ala iqrar. Iqrar. I acknowledge I owe you 200, but we're calling it quits over 100 riyals, insha'Allah. And so the ruling with regards to this is that this is like technically a sale transaction, insha'Allah. Three individuals got together and they said, each one of us will put 100 riyals down and we will race. And we will also have a fourth person racing with us who will not put down any money. And the winner will get this 300 riyals. Is this transaction valid? Is this musabaqa competition valid? Yes, it is valid. It is valid. Three individuals got together, each put down 100 riyals and they say the winner will take on and they run. Here, would it be valid? No, it would not be valid. According to the madhab, you must have a muhallil. You must have somebody who is also participating and he's not putting down any money at all. Jameel. An individual, he purchased a car on installment and he gave the buyer his Rolex watch as a security deposit. And he's not made payments. Can the seller go and sell this watch now and recover his money? The answer is yes. That's exactly what the security deposit is there for. Walhamdulillah. An individual, he purchased a car on installments and he put down something as a deposit, this Rolex watch, but he didn't transfer ownership to the seller. No problem at all. I'm putting down the Rolex watch as a security deposit. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not transferring ownership of it to you. And it's a valid rahan, walhamdulillah. An individual, he purchased a car installment payment and he put down his property as a security deposit. If he doesn't pay up for the car, you can sell the land and you can recover your costs. All is well there. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Excellent. An individual, he stood guarantee for brother Salman in Salman's installment transaction. Salman hasn't made payment. He's ducking and he's diving. Can we go to this person who stood guarantee and seek our payment? 100% yes. That's exactly what he's there for. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. This land is owned by a Muslim and he hasn't really used the land for a long period of time. So you go there, you start cultivating and you take over and you become the owner. Is this fine? No, it's not fine. You will not become the owner. Excellent. An individual, he stole a car of someone and after stealing the car, he started to do business with the car using it as a taxi and eventually he damaged the car. Eventually, when the police got hold of the car, the owner was given the car and the owner seeks compensation for the damages. Is this fine? Yes, 100% fine. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Jameel. Then we have an individual who is well, all is well with him, he's not sick. He gifts his car to his eldest son and the eldest son took possession of it. Is this a valid gift? Yes, it's a valid gift. Another individual on his deathbed, he says that half of my estate is gifted to my eldest son. Half of my estate is gifted to my eldest son. This type of gift will not be valid. This will follow the rules of a wasiyyah. This will follow the rules of wasiyyah. And technically, can you make a wasiyyah to an heir? No, you can't make a wasiyyah to an heir. Can you make a wasiyyah of more than one third? No, you can't. So here, this would be invalid on all fronts. But if the other heir say, no problem, we want you to take half of the father's estate and we are okay with it, then there's no problem. Walhamdulillah. So it's up to the other heirs, inshallah. Somebody says that this building of mine, it is waqf for the orphans, Muslim orphans who are students, then as soon as he says that, it becomes waqf, walhamdulillah. Kid, 9-year-old kid, but he knows what he's doing, etc. He makes a wasiyyah. He makes a wasiyyah that $10,000 of his money must be given as charity to a certain masjid. And he's got $1 million in his bank account. So it's only 10,000, much less than one third. And he's a kid. He's 9 years old, but he knows what he's doing. And this is a wasiyyah. This would be valid, inshallah. This would be valid. Alhamdulillah. Jameel. An individual, he makes a wasiyyah of 100,000, from his estate. And mashallah, he has an estate worth millions. And he's made 100,000. Wasiyah, this is fine, this is valid, walhamdulillah. Somebody says to his slave, I've set you free, he is now free. Somebody says to the slave, if you walk out of this room, you are set free, then he will be free, walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, would that we come to the end of our Hanbali FAQs related to business transactions, mashaAllah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Hayyakumullah, until we meet again. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, your behavior, they are also supposed to be above average. Where are you from that, O brother, O sister? Hayyakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.